I'm Mateo, and I'm back with the second part of my story. I'll give you a brief summary for those of you who haven't seen part one. You can click on this link to watch the first part of my story in full. I've never met my grandfather in my life. An attorney called me out of the blue. He said my grandfather had passed, but he recorded a video for me beforehand. In the video, my grandfather said,
"If you spend $1 million in 24 hours, you will inherit my $100 million fortune."
However, he had some rules. You can't buy assets, such as a house or a car. You're only allowed to spend the money for yourself, and you can't use the internet or a phone. At 9 a.m. that morning, my 24-hour challenge began. I rented a luxury car, booked the royal suite at a hotel, ate super expensive meals. However, I still had $798,000. That's when I got an idea. I played the lottery and bought scratch-off tickets with the rest of the money. Turns out, my luck was just too good. One of the tickets won the $1 million jackpot at the last minute. I was back to square one. The clock struck midnight, and I had to find a place to spend another $1 million before 9 in the morning. That's the recap for part one, so let's start from where I left off.
"You won $1 million, son!"
the owner of the lottery shop screamed, handing me the scratch-off card. I showed the card to Justin, the attorney's assistant. "There are no more scratch-off tickets left in this shop. How can I spend all this money in the middle of the night?" "Well, you have another problem," Justin said. "We spent all the cash in the briefcase. Right now, all you have is a single ticket worth $1 million. Since you don't have time to exchange it for cash, you'll have to spend it on a single item." "Ugh, as if the challenge wasn't hard enough already," I replied. That thought stopped me in my tracks. I couldn't give up. I still had 9 hours. "But it's not impossible. Let's get out of here. I'm gonna spend this ticket no matter what." We started driving around in the Rolls Royce we'd rented. What's worth $1 million can be paid with a lottery ticket and follows the rules of my grandfather's game. As I was pondering all this, we stopped at a red light. I realized I hadn't eaten yet when I saw a hot dog cart on the corner. Justin laughed aloud when he saw me staring at the hot dogs on the cart. "The millionaire doesn't have a penny to spend on a hot dog." New York really has seen it all. Justin told the driver to stop. I'm famished myself. I don't think it's against the rules to stop for a hot dog. The taste of that hot dog beat the $70,000 meal I had for lunch by a mile. I practically swallowed it whole. Behind us was a giant Justin Bieber concert poster. "Is that you performing tonight?" I laughed sarcastically, pointing at Justin next to me. "I know. Normally I'd be there," he responded. "Really? Are you missing the concert because of me?" "Sorry, man." Justin shrugged. "That's okay. As someone who's been to 78 Justin Bieber shows, it's not a big deal if I don't make it to this one." 78 concerts?" I asked in surprise. "I never would have thought a pencil-pushing lawyer like you would be a believer." "I've never thought of myself as a pencil-pusher," Justin replied casually. "Plus, my dad, you met him yesterday morning. He's the lawyer, not me." "So my grandfather's attorney is your dad?" "I had no idea." "So what turned you into a believer?" Justin began to tell his story. "It's no big deal, really. You know how Justin Bieber was discovered through YouTube? I wanted to be a singer, too. Justin was my role model in high school. I even modeled my style after his, so I thought I was guaranteed to succeed. When my dad found out I had started a YouTube channel, he was furious."
"These videos are the fastest way to destroy your future, son," he yelled. "You're going to stop this nonsense at once and study law like a real contributing member of society."
That night, my dreams of becoming a star were crushed. He made me delete my channel. When I turned 18, I changed my name from Arthur to Justin out of spite. I never gave my dad the satisfaction of seeing me go to law school either.
"I'm sorry that happened. How come you still work with your father even after all that?" I asked.
Justin replied, "I have no choice right now. I'm taking music courses, but my dad doesn't know. When I graduate, I'll become a singer. Look, my dad isn't all bad though. He cares and everything. It's just, I want to live my life in my own way. It's my biggest dream to do backup vocals for him," he said, turning to the billboard behind us. Right then, a light bulb went off in my head. "Well, let's go then," I shouted in excitement. Justin had a confused look on his face. "Where?" "To realize your dream," I said as I got out of the car. I was crushed when we made it to the venue where the Bieber concert was supposed to be. There was no one around except two guys sweeping the floors. The show was over. "When did the concert end?" I asked them.
"An hour ago," one replied.
"Has Justin Bieber left?" I asked. He opened his arms wide and shrugged. "Come on," I said, turning to Justin. We gotta find a way backstage. Bieber might still be around.
We rushed out the door and to the other side of the building. In a matter of minutes, we arrived at a small door that read VIP Entrance. There must have been at least 100 Beliebers at the door screaming, "Justin! Justin!"
"Told you," I said with a reassuring glance. Justin, the attorney's son, was so excited.
"I know what you're thinking, but Mateo, it's a long shot," he said.
"Where there's a will, there's a way," I said confidently. At the entrance, security guards had formed a human chain. The fans were pushing to get in every few minutes, the bouncers checking for VIP passes from each one.
"We'll never get by those big guys," I said to Justin. "I think I know another way in."
We ran back to the venue entrance. The cleaning guys were just finishing up. "We need to see Justin Bieber," I said, showing them my $1 million prize lottery ticket. At first, they seemed annoyed, angry even, but their eyes grew wider when they saw the jackpot on the ticket. "Lend us your uniforms and I'll give each of you $100,000 each tomorrow morning," I assured them. The men looked at each other.
"What do we gotta lose?" one of them said.
"How about our jobs?" the other replied.
"It won't matter if we got 100 grand apiece," the first one pleaded.
Reluctantly, the second worker agreed. We switched our clothes with the cleaning crew, allowing us to freely walk around the building. We headed backstage without delay. My heart was pounding as we got to the VIP room. Bieber himself was walking toward the exit with his guards and his manager. I was about to faint. At the last second, I called out, "Justin! Justin!" The guards made a move to prevent me from coming closer. Bieber called off the guards.
"Do you guys want to take a photo?" he said politely. "You guys gotta be exhausted as me after an incredible show like that. Always happy to show my thanks to the crew that made it happen."
I couldn't believe what was happening. Justin Bieber was actually thanking us because he thought we worked there.
"We're here for something else. Justin, you're my last chance," I said.
Justin Bieber squinted, surprised by my words. His manager interrupted.
"Justin, you've had enough action tonight. Let's go."
Justin Bieber never broke eye contact with me.
"Hold up. I'm curious. What do you mean, I'm your last chance?" he asked.
Of course, I couldn't tell him about my grandfather's little game, but I knew how I would spend the $1 million prize.
"We'd like to pay you for a private concert tonight."
Justin Bieber laughed.
Wait. What?
I mustered up the courage to say, "Just 3 songs. How much would that cost?" I asked.
"More than you could afford," Bieber's manager scoffed. "He's exhausted right now. We got a long road ahead of us."
"How much?" I asked. By now, Justin Bieber was watching us intently. Only 6 feet away from his idol, my friend Justin was tongue-tied.
$1 million,
the manager said condescendingly.
"You can go tomorrow and get $1 million in exchange for this," I said, showing him the scratch-off ticket.
The man took a good look, scratching his chin. He turned to Justin Bieber and said,
"The kid's not lying."
Bieber said,
"Guys, this is getting wild. You can keep your scratch-off ticket. I'm out."
My heart dropped as Justin Bieber turned and began to walk away.
This couldn't be it, could it? After everything we'd gone through, after every stroke of luck, I simply couldn't accept defeat.
That's when I heard my friend Justin's voice behind me. He was singing the most incredible melody, turning every head in the room toward his voice, including Bieber's. Justin finished, his voice shaking with emotion.
"Singing back up on stage with you has always been my dream," he said.
Bieber was so moved.
"Tell the band to get ready," he said to his manager. "I'm sure they'll be okay with going back on stage if you tell them they'll make an extra $1 million tonight."
Justin and I hugged each other in excitement, hardly able to believe that we'd actually pulled it off. Justin Bieber sang 3 songs for me that night. My friend Justin did the backup vocals. The best part was that Justin Bieber loved his performance so much that he offered my new friend a job. By 2:46 a.m. that morning, the game was complete. I had finally earned the right to inherit my grandfather's $100 million fortune. When the morning came, it was time to return to the attorney's office. When we arrived, my dad was waiting for me in the meeting room, along with my grandfather's attorney. He had tears in his eyes as he opened his arms wide to give me a hug.
"Your grandfather left me a video telling me everything. You deserve that money," he said.
"But did you forgive him too?" I asked.
He replied,
"Your grandfather talked at length about how he regretted everything he'd done. When he was alive, I thought he was faking it to save face. But if he's still saying the same things even after his passing, I guess he meant it all along."
To this day, we live in my grandfather's mansion. Apparently, he'd had the entire house renovated just for us, as if he was sure we would be moving in. After Justin's graduation from music school, The two of us went into the music business together, going on to produce records for several platinum artists. I'm super proud of everything we've accomplished, and I know my grandfather would be too.